Sam, wake up! Someone set fire to the hedge!
Yes, Mother, I thought I heard a lot of vague shouting at 3 a.m. Something about down with Saddam.
Hello, are you withhold your number? You have a phone call from Mr. Dodd?
Good morning, Leader. Something terrible is going on. My house is under siege. I nearly got egg pelted on my way out of the laboratory this morning. From what I can gather, it's a small group that has formed a rebellion in the heart of Baghdad.
Where is the heart of Baghdad anyway? It's mostly been destroyed by that ancient oil well incident.
Yes, I'd remember that.
I always knew that there'd be an uprising. You can't instigate the kind of power I have without some dissent. But we must crush it. We can't let this stand. My palace has been vandalised. One rebel came to my door as a postman this morning and attempted to deliver a mail bomb. Unfortunately, I opened it in the sitting room, and as a result, it's no longer a sitting room. Hold, I have Vulcan on the other line.
Sorry to bother you at a time like this, Saddam, but the situation is imminent.
What's going on?
A group of citizens have formed into a resistance movement and are heavily armed. They are now travelling the country attempting to garnish support.
Are these the same ones that are based in Baghdad? We'll have to evacuate the city centre. Can you arrange some sarin gas?
But that could affect thousands.
Well, do I look like a compassionate world leader?
No, I'm sorry.
On second thought, some of the resistance fighters might be located in the city centre while we use the gas. I won't bother with evacuation.
Good plan, world leader. Back at the palace.
Saddam, where have you been? Oh, I need to sort your room out. It's not going to deflood itself.
Not now, I've got an election to call. Citizens, it's been a long time since you were last gathered here. I have an announcement to make. Tomorrow is an election day. Some of you have been turning to a resistance party because you don't seem to like the way I rule this empire. Well, tomorrow you will have the right to vote for a new candidate. You can put yourself forward as a candidate for the election, but upon discovery of any misconduct, you can be disqualified from the election at my discretion. Your policies will have to be approved by myself and the Ba'ath Party. Please be reminded that you are forbidden to work tomorrow or leave an area with a polling booth, as it is expressly prohibited not to vote. At the polling booth, you will be given a sticker indicating which party you have voted for. Mine, the Ba'ath Party, will be white, and all other parties will be red, so you should be quite noticeable. Not that I'm implying anything by that. Good night, and I shall see you tomorrow on polling day. In 5 seconds, Vulcan will pull the trigger of an AK-47. You will have the usual 25 seconds to disperse from the town square. Good day.
Now, I've always been very polite and well-spoken, as I'm very boring, as many of you will know. But as you're a dictator and hold us up to gunpoint, why the fuck do you need an election?
You have a lot to learn, don't you, Mr. Dodd?
I don't, but my students seem to do.
Well, this isn't about science shit, it's about mind control manipulation, you know that. If the new resistance party thinks that the citizens have voted me back in, they'll become dispirited and might fuck off to the only remaining place that Iraq has not conquered.
Where's that?
The moon, as a matter of fact. Intelligence gathered by Vulcan reveals some of them to be astronauts.
So you are planning on winning this election?
Yes.
But what if you actually get voted out?
Oh, don't make me laugh. That's it. I've got to show the people in this country who's boss. I'm calling an election.
You calling for an election? I wouldn't vote for you, son.
You don't have to. I put Mr. Dodd and Vulcan in charge of counting the votes. They'll make sure this election goes the way it democratically should.
How?
They are counting 10 votes for me and 1 for the opposition.
Cheating, is that your game? Some example you are, aren't you?
No, I've just got an election to win, and these things don't win themselves.
Well, don't be counting votes in here.
They'll count themselves.
Later in a rally.
Good evening, citizens. You are gathered at what is generally known as an election race. At the present time, I am your only candidate. But if you decide to vote for me, I promise fairness and freedom across the empire, which I will promise will expand as a 4 million strong Iraqi army prepare to invade the last piece of the earth which is not yet part of the Iraqi Empire. But when I say the Earth, I use it as a loose term, because I mean that we are planning the invasion of the Moon, which is still officially American soil, if it had soil. I also promised to lower taxes, but in exchange for this, the point will go up in value. I also promised better education, where our schools will use better mind control than ever before. Iraqi children will have the equivalent of the Encyclopedia Britannica programmed into them. I also promised better health, as you will die younger and younger, and not get unhealthy in your old age. You will get all this by placing one vote for me, your world leader.
A few minutes later...
Mr. Dodd, I need your assistance in this election.
I hate to inform you of this, leader, but I fear your plan may have backfired. You have an opponent.
Who in this regime would dare to stand up in opposition to someone like me? I mean, this is an outrage.
But this is an election. In an election, you generally have opponents.
Not in my election, you don't.
Well, if you insist on having an election, then you shouldn't be surprised to find that your citizens use it as a prime time to stage an uprising against you.
You are so naive, dear former science teacher. I'm having an election merely to make it look like I have some interest in democracy. In reality, I don't. I don't give a shit. But the spirit of rebellion in the people is getting worse by the day. If it looks like that I win an election democratically, they may believe people actually voted for me.
I see, sir. Will this mean I have to vote for you?
Does that question really require an answer? I want you to look into the background of this rebel candidate and contact Vulcan to arrange him to be followed.
Aye, aye, sir.
Saddam, can I have a word?
Of course, Mother.
Look, can you postpone this election? Tomorrow a double EastEnders was going to be on. Now it's going to be just wall-to-wall election coverage. Listen to your state-sponsored news. It gets more boring by the day. Nothing's ever allowed to happen.
Well, don't worry. The coverage should be short enough. They will announce I've won by 5 a.m.
We know you're in power. Why do you need an election to prove that?
Well, so I can stay in power and send out a message to all those who want to be in power in my stead. Show how impossible a fate that is. I'm just going to call Vulcan and give him certain orders.
Hello?
It is Saddam, your leader. Listen, tonight I want you to follow the rebellion candidate and make sure he never arrives home. Have you got that?
Aye, I know more than what to do. Meanwhile, near the town square, a crowd has gathered at a rally of the opponent, who begins speaking to the capacity crowd.
We'd like to thank you for coming out tonight.
You're only the Brothers of Storm.
That's right, we're standing in this election.
Well, our policy is to wreck the regime. Just in case you're wondering why there's no podium, we've wrecked it on the way here. We can't distribute any leaflets because we've posted them and set fire to them inside your Iraqi letterboxes. In fact, the reason why many of you are out tonight is because you haven't got any homes. If we get in, arson won't be illegal. In fact, our manifesto is, if we win this election, there'll be no laws at all.
But in addition to the eradication of all laws, if elected, we plan to take down the city into many pieces.
Literally knock the stuffing out of the regime.
Sometime later, most likely after midnight... Halt! Are you the rebellious candidate standing against Saddam Hussein, his most excellent world leader?
Well, yes I am. What's it to you?
Now you know that you are actually quite popular with the Iraqi public, and you might actually win tomorrow. Well, we're only the Brothers of Storm. Who vote for us? 99% of the votes are for your brother here, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you with my gun to quietly abdicate from this campaign.
Well, I can't do that. One of my election pledges is to wreck the regime.
Literally. He is going to walk into town to wreck the voting booth and destroy the voting booths. I am going to ask you again, one last time, sign this abdicate your candidacy or feel the pain.
Well, is this supposed to be a dictatorship?
It isn't supposed to be. It is one. Then why are you having an election? I'm not here to answer questions. Saddam wants the citizens to think they voted for him and that he belongs in power.
Yeah, but we're really popular. As we've said, will we destroy the city and the regime?
I've already started on our pledge. I've been chipping pavestones around the city.
And I've been knocking tiles off roofs in the business district.
You've been vandalising the city. Saddam will disqualify you from the election for that.
But most of the city's heavily damaged anyway because of the oil well that went up.
I realise that. You are not an authorised candidate. You have not had your policies validated by Saddam Hussein, so please come with me. Are you kidnapping us? Yes, I am not usually the type that asks nicely. Later, in the palace... Saddam, your most holy world leader, sorry to disturb you, but I have a prospective candidate whose policies have not been validated.
I see, let them in. So you decided to stand against me in this election. What are your policies? What have you promised to the Iraqi people?
Well, just to destroy the regime.
I see. I'm afraid I cannot validate those policies. I must ask that you abdicate immediately.
I can't do that.
Then I can't let you leave the room without being shot.
They already have, sir.
What the bloody hell? How did they do that? How could you let this happen?
They told me they needed to use the bathroom. In one of the palace's 100 bathrooms, each with golden taps and silk shower curtains. It seems that they left through this window.
How can you be sure of that?
Because they smashed it through rather than opening it. How else?
What sort of insolence is this? I want them rounded up now.
Yes, if you don't round them up before the election, they may actually win.
Well, they might, but every vote for them counts as one vote, and every vote for me counts as 10 votes.
Sultan, do you even know the meaning of the word election?
On election day?
Well, thanks to everyone who has gathered here today. Soon an announcement will be made regarding the outcome of this election 2004. Mr. Dodd has been in charge of the polling booth and has helped to count the official results.
Sir, I have an announcement to make.
I'm not sure that I like your interrupting style at election rallies.
But I'm afraid it's rather urgent. It's quite a serious situation. The polling booths have gone.
Sir, I saw someone leaving Baghdad with polling booths in the back of their van.
Who on earth could cause such an outrage?
I'll give you one good guess.
The Brothers of Stomp, who else could it be? There's only one thing to do. Citizens, the votes and polling booths have been stolen by my opposing candidate. However, an early result counted by Mr. Dodd indicated that I was ahead in the polls. So I declare this election to be over. There is no time for a new poll to recount the votes. We'll work with the ones we have.
Okay. The official results of this election are as follows, based on the 10 votes that haven't been stolen. Mr. Stomp, 1 vote. His holy and most righteous world leader, Sultan Hussein, 7 votes. Miscellaneous spoiled votes, 2 votes. These were actually the Brothers of Stomp's own votes. They just ripped the sheet. Thus I proclaim that his holy and most righteous world leader, Sultan Hussein, has won the election and will remain your leader for the next 30 years, after which there will be another election.
Thank you, thank you very much.
Now for a short song. 1, 2, 3, 4. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's an insanely good world leader that nobody can deny.
Enough singing, everybody disperse. It's 5:30 a.m. and I'm sure you all have work to do. And for the interlopers, tear gas has been placed in litter bins around the town square and will release in 20 seconds. Good morning.
Meanwhile, with the Brothers of Stomp, what are we going to do with all these votes?
Well, let's just say it involves a hot air balloon in Baghdad city centre.
The next day, a hot air balloon flying above the regime in Baghdad was barely noticed. But what was noticed, heavily noticed, was the bags and bags of votes being dropped all over the city. Citizens everywhere began to pick up and read the votes, upon which they discovered that the vast majority of voters didn't vote for his world leader, Saddam, but instead for Mr. Stomp. Will it cause an uprising? Will there be another revolt? Find out in the next episode of the Madness Saga. And...